Chapter 4. Edinburgh. The Festival. A great time to visit Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh, is during the three-week festival in August. There are six different festivals at this time, offering a variety of performances, music, opera, theatre and dance, as well as artists and street performances. The population of Edinburgh nearly doubles during the festival. Most popular of all is the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, a sell-out event of music and dance in front of the illuminated Edinburgh Castle. Residents complain that it's very difficult to move through their city in August, but tourists love it. The tourists go shopping on the famous Princes Street. James Craig designed this street more than 350 years ago. One side of the street has got some buildings from 1770. The other side has got beautiful gardens and parks with a great view of Edinburgh Castle. There's even a working clock made of flowers and an open-air theatre. Edinburgh Castle. Edinburgh Castle is a world-famous Scottish icon and its most visited tourist attraction. The castle dominates the city of Edinburgh from its high position on Castle Rock, an extinct volcano. King David I built the oldest part, St Margaret's Chapel, in 1130 and dedicated it to his mother. St Margaret's Chapel is the oldest building in Edinburgh. Visitors to Edinburgh can also see the Scottish Crown Jewels, the oldest set of crown jewels in the United Kingdom. There is also the National War Museum inside the castle. Mary, Queen of Scots, had her son James in the Royal Palace of Edinburgh Castle in 1566. The Palace of Holyrood House. The Palace of Holyrood House is the official residence of the British monarch in Scotland. It stands at the bottom of the Royal Mile, with Edinburgh Castle at the top. King James IV built this palace from 1501 to 1505 because he wanted a more comfortable home than the cold castle. Mary, Queen of Scots, married Lord Darnley at the Palace of Holyrood House in 1565. Her apartments are still open to the public. Queen Elizabeth II stays at the Palace of Holyrood House for a week every summer and entertains about 8,000 people in the elegant staterooms there. The Royal Yacht Britannia. This beautiful ship was the floating home of Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family for 44 years. Between 1954 and 1997, the yacht travelled more than 1,600,000 kilometres on more than 900 royal tours. In 1997, the government decided to stop using the yacht and the captain brought it to Edinburgh. More than 300,000 people visit the yacht each year to see the Queen's bedroom, the state dining room and the drawing room. Arthur's Seat. Arthur's Seat is a group of hills in the centre of Edinburgh, about 1.6 kilometres east of Edinburgh Castle. It's 251 metres high and gives a spectacular panoramic view of the city. Like Castle Rock, it's part of an extinct volcano. This impressive site is easy to climb and a favourite place for hill walkers. Some people believe Arthur's Seat was one of the possible locations for Camelot, the legendary castle and court of King Arthur. In 1836, five boys, hunting for rabbits, found 17 miniature coffins containing small wooden figures in a cave at Arthur's Seat. Strange? Very. Their purpose is still a mystery today. Greyfriars Bobby. Do you know the legend of Greyfriars Bobby? This little dog belonged to an Edinburgh policeman called John Grey. John died in 1858 and they buried him in Greyfriars Church. According to legend, devoted Bobby stayed next to his master's grave for 14 years until his death in 1872. The city made a statue of Bobby near the church and it's a must-see for tourists.